Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're live from Doral for Live Miami. As today is the Pro-Am, the tournament gets going tomorrow. And we're having fun, baby. Lots to see out here. This is a vibe, Leroy. If you're a golf fan and you want to enjoy a less hoity-toity nature but still see the best doing it, this is a pretty fun thing.
I think it is because you're still seeing quality golf. And so you're still seeing major champion winners. You're still seeing guys who are at the top of their game. Hell, there was a live player that won a tournament 2 years ago, won a major. Was it Brooks Koepka?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Ekblad! You think he like hears that? He'd be like, what the hell? You're a parking cone!
He trips over a parking cone.
I still want to know like what he thought when. I know he laughed about it on Instagram, but that must have been surreal. Like, oh my God. He just told this entire parade. F you, Brooks Koepka!
F you, Brooks Koepka!
Wouldn't it be awesome if he came over here today or whenever he was playing?
Oh,
and did the same thing.
It'd be amazing. I mean, I wouldn't tell him that. We'd get kicked off the air, but.
No, we could play it.
I would like to. Yeah, I would love to know what his reaction was to that. It must be. Like, could you. I couldn't imagine. Like, imagine if I'm. If we're sitting here and, you know, the Heat win the championship and Tyler here just goes, F you, Tobin, you wanted to trade me for Dame.
That's great. Would that be great? That's great.
It would be.
That's great.
It would be.
Kyle Lowry said he didn't care about you. We kept that on our show for 2 years.
Oh, that was good.
That was good.
That was good.
What yeah, if, DeChambeau. Did DeChambeau win the Masters last year? No.
Dude, you're the. Listen, I'm going to you.
I don't think so.
I'm going to you, hockey man.
He won the U.S. Open, but I don't know if he won the Masters.
Let's get to headlines here, which are brought to us by our friends at Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Miami Heat, they're back on the hardwood tonight, taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. I'll be boots on the ground as they are from the Kaseya Center tonight. Miami has won 6 straight after kicking the crap out of the Celtics last night. 7:30 is your tip-off. It's a national TV game tonight. Old Stan Van Gundy's on the broadcast tonight.
Scottie Scheffler won last year.
Well, he's very good.
Yeah.
Man had to do that through an arrest. I know that wasn't
the same
tournament.
That was the PGA.
Still.
That was the PGA,
it's very traumatic. He still got through it.
Yeah.
He still battled through.
Yeah.
So Stan Van Gundy on the call tonight. You know what that means. He's going to be hobnobbing. This Stan Van Gundy. He heat hobnobs like no one's business before the game. He's hobnobbing like 2 hours beforehand, Stan Van Gundy. Holding court, talking about the old days.
We remember, Stan.
Yeah, you think I forgot, Stan? I remember what you said about the Sixers. And though the Heat are 6 games under .500, they've had a lot of things they've had to deal with. And where are the Sixers? Tanking it, Stan.
Hey.
What?
All I remember with Stan is he was a sweater.
My favorite thing with Stan Van Gundy of all time is when he told the media that Dwight Howard tried to get him fired, and then Dwight Howard comes up and puts his arm around him. He goes, "What are we talking about, Stan?" He goes, "Nothing. They're all yours." It was like it was one of the great get out ahead of it moves of all time. Anyway,
breaking news.
Maxie's officially done for the year. He is my fingers hurt.
I mean, could you imagine the weight that kid has had on his shoulders all year?
The weight of what? To be, bottom third?
With nobody else playing.
Whatever, dude.
All right.
Not so easy, is it?
Mr. Better Than Tyler Hero.
Not so easy, is it, Tyrese? Carrying a bunch of old guys around. I don't know why I'm lashing out at Tyrese Maxey. He seems like a perfectly lovely man.
Like, why? Like,
hey, the NBA has issued a warning to Ja Morant for his finger gun motions. They have also issued a warning to Buddy Hield, who also did it.
We're to a point in society.
This is strange.
Where everything's taken literally.
Hmm?
Right? And it's a shame that people aren't smart enough to be able to see the difference, that business and organizations don't care about what things are. They only care about how things look.
Mm-hmm.
And it's terrible because there's no way up from this. We are now at the bottom of the bottom when every single word and canceling everybody. It's ridiculous, people. Like, you can't be that – we can't as a society be that damn stupid.
Like, nobody on the Warriors nor Grizzlies felt threatened.
Right.
We're good. The only reason it was a thing is because some nerd on Twitter felt the need to clip it, which is fine. You can put funny stuff on the internet, but then it's like, oh, my goodness, Ja Morant did finger guns. I'm like, did he have a gun? All right. Relax.
They say, really? Are we back in 1950? No, I'm saying the opposite, dude.
What I'm wondering
I'm sorry.
Like,
I'm saying, like, I'm saying that we should get out of the 1950s where everything,
for sure.
You see, how can I explain this? Let's explain it this way. When I was a kid growing up in New Orleans, there was a lot of racism and stuff like that. And my dad would say, as long as they don't put their hands on you, you got to deal with it. It's a part of life, right? You don't let words affect how you go about your day, what you do. Don't let it change how you are,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, fast forward 30, 40 years later, and it's the direct opposite. Because soon as somebody says something, instead of actually dealing with it, you can cry, oh, look, he's abusing me. He's doing this. He's doing that. She's doing this. She's saying mean things. Like, toughen up.
Hey, hey.
Pew, pew. It's just terrible. It's so annoying that, like, we do this show every day, and sometimes we get into it because I have to come in and say, why are we reading into this so much?
Well, sometimes something needs to be read into.
Could be something, could be nothing.
The only thing that he wants to read into is the thing that gets the player to Miami.
Not always. Right now, listen, I don't want anybody right now. Right now, I'm at task at hand, okay? Tonight,
stop!
Task at hand.
Stop! Soon as
that's
somebody,
all I care about tonight
wait,
now, if there happens
wait, wait,
to be hot.
Wait.
What?
Did we not have a conversation earlier about KD and Ja?
Off the air, though. Task at hand. You know, you wanted to go and go big picture, so I entertained your conversation. I didn't want to be rude. But I'm focused on number 7 tonight. That's what I'm focused on. Number seven.
You are the worst.
I am. That's what I'm focused on. Task at hand.
Hey, I think he has three mouths on his head.
What do you mean, dude?
And they're all saying something.
Marcos, do you even like...
This one's doing the radio show.
Right now for
me? This one's over here talking about trades.
I got,
and this one is the denier.
No. This is
your left mouth is the denier.
What are you doing?
I got blinders on right now.
This is just ridiculous.
No, Jennifer, I have blinders on right now. I don't even think of... All I think about... The only thing with John Moran I'm thinking about tonight is, does he have the guts to play the Heat for the first time in 4 years? And should that happen, kicking his ass tonight, and he get Pelle Larsen'd. That's it. I don't care about John Morant on the Heat. I don't even want John Morant
literally
on the Heat.
Literally yesterday, we had a whole...
No.
Yesterday. What are you talking about?
Jennifer, you don't understand.
We focused on the task at hand.
If our plane flight is over 2 hours, the hot takes when we get onto the plane walking through the airport are going to be different than the hot takes when we walk... Yes.
Listen.
Especially if there's sports on the plane.
If you need to talk about John Morant because you can't stay focused on the task, that's you. I don't judge you for that. I'm just saying for me specifically, I'm task at hand tonight.
Okay.
And that's focused on number seven. If you want to talk John Morant, I'll entertain your conversation if you want to talk about John Morant.
Why
if you
do
want
you
to
look
talk
so
about,
eager?
If like, you want
I,
to.
I thought you
if
were,
you want to.
I thought you were like,
well, I don't want to be rude.
I'm
just saying for me personally, I'm not talking about John Morant on the Heat tonight. If I notice hobnobbery, I'm going to notice what I notice. I'm a journalist. So I'm going to – that's just that. But outside of particular hobnobbery, I am all about the Miami Heat kicking his ass tonight.
Hobnobbery.
Now, if I also see Mike Miller, his agent, Heat Finals hero.
Yeah.
If I see him talking to Mickey Arison or Pat Riley and I notice that hobnobbery – will I read into it? I don't know. I can't. But I know what my number one focus is tonight, and that is task at hand, and that is the Miami Heat getting number seven. That's it. That's it.
Why does Tobin's palms look like Astron?
Do I have ass palms?
No, I don't.
Do it again.
This one?
Yeah, do that. Oh! I can see it.
Put them on the bathroom sink.
I'm just so.
Is that what ham hands are? You don't know?
I don't know about ham hands.
I'm going to open an account. Only hands.
Only hands. I mean, there's already feet finders, so might as well.
Yeah, there's nobody who does. There's got to be some people who have a hand fetish.
No, really?
Could be a hen model.
And you want to know what the number one thing about hands tonight? The task on them. And the task at hand tonight? It's number seven.
I kind of want to give him a minus one for that.
Why?
Because it was bad.
Because you're
it was
minus
ridiculous.
One.
There we go.
Tough crowd.
I'm sorry that you guys can't. I'm sorry that you guys aren't noticing the beautiful thing on the other side.
Kitsa said only hams.
I'm sorry that you can't notice the beautiful thing that has arrived that Eric Spoelstra promised us, and you can't focus on the task at hand because you guys are just
the
too distracted.
The same thing that had you stealing your kids' nightlights. Got it.
Borrowed. And technically, I bought it, so it's all mine.
Oh, you're doing that. You're doing that with
you live under my roof. I get to use your nightlight as a prop.
I got you.
Look at this. This is a good boy right here.
Huh?
Aw, how cute.
I'm telling you. He's doing the circuit. I have the same dog, except he's bigger. And younger.
I loosen his collar a little bit, though, huh? You know, it's hot out here.
Uh-oh. You got to be careful walking dogs across open grass.
Mm-hmm.
They will not hesitate.
Yeah, but that dog has a job.
I take Zeus on a walk. I have to bring three garbage bags.
That dog has a task at hand.
He does have a task at hand. Can't be messing around pooping. Got to secure the perimeter, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
We'll take a break here on the show. We're live here. From Live Miami.
Live.
It's been fun. I'm looking for the Gooch man. I haven't seen him. I saw his caddy.
Strange.
You missed him, man.
I can't believe I missed the Gooch.
We saw him.
The Gooch is loose somewhere.
The Gooch is loose around here.
Take a break. Back after this.
I'd love to meet the Gooch man.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Robin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're live here from Live Miami as we got the Pro-Am today. The tournament gets underway tomorrow. I'm a Range Goats fan, Marcos. That's my squad.
Really? Who's the captain of the Range Goats?
Bubba Watson.
Bubba!
He also owns the Pensacola Wahoos.
Oh, okay. So,
which is the Marlins A-Ball affiliate.
All right, so we got a connection.
But I just love their logo. It's really cool. It's a goat, and I think it's the coolest logo.
Check that out right there. What's the name?
What's his name? Bryson DeChambeau's got a cool one, too. It's called, like, the Crushers. Mm. They got a cool logo. They got, like, the Spitfires. Those are cool. Ooh. Kepka's got a team. I think his team is Smash, which is like, it's not the coolest logo in the world, but it's Kepka, so I'll allow it. Yeah. Rom's got like a dragon.
Ooh, I do like the Range Goats.
Legion.
And I do like the you know, although this does bring up a personal beef of mine that I've realized over the last 2 years as my son grows, that I don't respect the color violet. And why should I? What other situation do we use violet other than when describing the rainbow?
No, respect. I didn't even know. I thought it was just purple.
Right? No, that's what I thought too. But no, it's not only is it purple is in the rainbow, also blue and violet. What are we doing here? Why is violet there?
I don't know, dude. That's a crazy one for me. That's a crazy one for me.
I got to be for violet. But, yeah, I'm liking the Range Goats logo. I'm liking the idea of them having various teams and uniforms. I'm big on that. You know, I like the Dolphins orange jersey. The
it's really cool. Everybody's kind of got their own vibe to it. So it's a scene out here, man. I like it a lot. Oh, hello, Leroy. Did you get the updated catering?
I did. Had a couple of little pieces of fish. Nothing extreme.
Arlo White sitting down with us here. He is the voice of Live Golf. Arlo, thanks for the time. Really appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. It's pleasure to meet you.
This is an exciting vibe down here. Yeah. For those who are not caught on to Live, like, can you give our audience a little explanation of how the whole team thing works out and what people can be excited for coming up this weekend?
Well, that's the key point of difference, right, to any regular golf tour that people might be used to around the world. We have 54 players. We have the shotgun start, so everyone's off at the same time and out on the course, which means that it's kind of self-contained the entire day within a five-hour period, let's say. And we have two wildcard players, but the other 52 are divided into 13 teams of four. And that is the key aspect to it. So John Rahm, I think, was talking the other day about how special it is to be a part of the team. And what we've found, and this is our fourth season now, it's our fourth visit to Trump National here in Doral. It's kind of like a spiritual home for LIV Golf. What we found is that players and their feedback is that they spend a lot of time together. They prepare together. They practice together. They travel together. They eat together, which is unlike any other tour where usually you might go back to your hotel room after a bad round and you're kind of on your own. You know, maybe you, your caddy, and you know, you may have a coach out there or a couple of buddies, but essentially you kind of are on your own. So what they say as well is that if you're out of the running individually, because there is an individual aspect to it as well, of course, by Saturday, Sunday, you've still got to show up because your team needs you. All four scores count towards the team competition every day. So you can't just kind of mail it in if you feel that you know you don't have it this week or you're out of contention individually. Your team still needs you. So that adds an extra element of excitement to it and intensity.
I think the favorite part for me is the fact that if you've ever been to a golf tournament, you have to look at the list. You have to see who's teeing off. You either have to follow them or see what groups are behind them. And if you go to LIV, you can sit in one spot. You're going to see all the golfers you want to see in that, from that one spot. You don't have to move.
Yes.
So you
yes.
pick a hole. You see all the golfers you want.
You see every right single player.
Right. Yes. I think that is because you get to see everybody.
Yes.
Like I've been to plenty of golf tournaments where either one of my golfers was on the morning wave and one was on the evening wave. I could either watch one or the other, or I could be there for 12 hours.
Yes.
So that's a really cool thing. It also has like almost like a college feel to it in that they play tournaments with individual champions and with team champions. And sometimes the individual winner, the team isn't doing well. And sometimes the opposite. So I think it's awesome.
Well, a lot of the guys that did play college golf say exactly that. It's a right. throwback to those days, and they look back at those days very fondly because, yes. It's a very individual sport, as we know, but that camaraderie that they had with their teammates in the college days, obviously they were younger, a little more carefree than perhaps they are as professional golfers, but their feedback is that. It's that camaraderie that they've got. They don't feel alone out there. And you look at John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton for Legion 13, probably the best 1-2 punch in the entire league. The two youngest players in the LIV Golf League, Caleb Surratt and McKibben from Northern Ireland, who's just joined, they have got this. They've hit the jackpot. They've got John Rahm to get advice from. They've got Tyrrell Hatton to get advice from. And John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton are both in a position where they're happy to give that advice. They're happy to help these guys, to mentor these guys, to make them better players. So there's that lovely little dynamic in LIV Golf, which we're very proud of and the players take very seriously.
I like the fact that also that when this all started, everybody viewed it as, you know, a retirement home. Like, yeah, you're going here when your career's done and you just want to grab the money. But there's been a lot of golfers that come from LIV have gone on to win.
Yes.
And I'm talking about winning majors and winning big events in Europe. And so, like, yeah, I think the fact that they are playing well is putting pressure on world golf to do something, because right now you don't have the best. You don't have all the best golfers. Some of them are on LIV.
And look, I've spent a lot of time around sort of soccer players, mainly, cricketers, international rugby players, American footballers, NFL guys as well. I have never met a single sports person in my entire life that wouldn't want to beat you at a game of pool in the bar, a game of darts in the bar, anything. They are just inherently competitive. And that's what sets professional sports people aside from the likes of me, you know. So just because they come to LIV Golf and this perception, this narrative that was peddled for a while that it is a retirement league and they're not competitive anymore and it's guaranteed money so they're not going to care, nonsense. These are born competitors, and this is an area where they can compete against an excellent field.
As a man who calls various sports...
Yeah,
you've rowdy crowds in the Premier League and things like that. How do you change from a golf environment to hooligans in soccer?
Hey, we got some hooligans out here as well. It's been an interesting transition, but I didn't just do soccer. And I think I came through at the BBC on BBC Radio. So radio is my first love, really. And from week to week, I could be at the Formula One Grand Prix at Silverstone. The week after, I could be at the Open Championship. I could be at Wimbledon. So I was very used to announcing, but also hosting different sports. Now, I had a decent knowledge of golf, but when it comes to the technical aspect of it, that's David Fairty's job. That's right. Jerry Foltz's job. Right. That's Sue Ann and Dom and Pat Perez this year, who's been absolutely amazing. But when it comes to being the traffic cop and going from hole to hole and saying who's playing what and what team they're in and how that team's doing and then the big moments on a Sunday, that's kind of my role. And I found that you obviously don't have a 50,000 crowd to shout over if you're at Liverpool or something like that with a big moment, or Manchester United. But I found that, you know, I'm here for a reason. And because of that intensity, it is a different league. It is a different feel. So, you know, I've got license to get a little raise in the volume, if you like, in the intensity. And that's not a problem. But for the most part, it's relatively calm compared to a soccer match, because you've got to pace yourself as well. It's 5.5 hours without a break.
Right. That's true. And this is a lot louder than a normal golf tournament, which I like. I'm like, listen, if... Stop finding I hit a bad shot because of noise. Like, everything you do in life is noisy, right? Get over it. Concentrate on what you're doing.
Yeah.
So I notice sudden stuff and stuff like that. But for the most part, these guys play and razz each other all the time. Yeah. Then all of a sudden, like, yeah. So I like the fact that there's music. You get used to it. It shouldn't stop you from being able to go out there and perform.
We do have a couple of funny moments, which I've noticed on the monitors, where you've got some pounding dance music going on. Someone's about to play a shot, and there's a course guy with a quiet police sign. He's like, well, who's that aimed at exactly? The DJ? Yeah. Well, I'm not sure, we've had some funny moments like that.
What have you, just to tap into your soccer here for just a second, Messi, obviously we're very excited to have him down here, but he's running roughshod in this MLS. You've called MLS Premier, like, when we say it's a step, because I'm a bit of a soccer noob, would you say that this is a men amongst boys still, even at his age? Like, is he toying with it, or do you feel like this is, you know, you're still seeing him against greatness? Like, how do you venture watching him in this league right now?
I think the analogy that I would use would be if Michael Jordan at the age of, say, 33 went to play in the Greek league. Right now, the Greek league is good. But it's not the NBA.
Right.
Right. And he's still got his legs, and he's still got his explosiveness, and he's still got, you know, his physical talents. He would dominate, I think it's fair to say. Mm-hmm. Right. And so Messi is a similar sort of situation. You get the greatest player that has ever played the game of soccer, which is the global sport, if you like, coming to a league which is still developing, still fairly young. It's only 30 years old as a league, but is improving year on year on year in terms of the standard and the infrastructure. I drove past the new stadium that they're building for Inter Miami here the other day. So soccer is here to stay. MLS is here to stay. But when you get a player like Lionel Messi coming, it is no embarrassment to the league, and it's no comment on the league that he dominates, because he's quite simply the greatest player ever to walk the planet. So him being here is phenomenal for the league and for soccer in America, and he appears to be enjoying it as well.
We feel like our boy Brooks Koepka, South Florida guy, do you feel like he's going to have the hometown crowd with him this weekend?
I would think so. Bryson gets a lot of love.
There's a lot of guys that live in Jupiter, in the Palm Beaches. So, like, they probably could travel from home.
This is their home.
Right.
Home,
there's a lot of guys that live in Palm Beaches near Jupiter and stuff like that. So, even when they travel all over the world, especially even Europeans.
Yes.
A lot of the tour guys, regardless of what tour you play in, they make Florida home base simply because they can play all year round and practice all year round.
Yes. And Brooks, and he's not ashamed to admit it, and he's quite vocal about it, is it's all about the majors for him. Yeah, he wants to win in LIV Golf, and he's the only man with 5 LIV Golf League titles. Wako Neiman got it to 4 in Singapore last time out, who's a terrific player as well, in great form. But Brooks, it's major season, isn't it? The Masters next week, and this is where Brooks kind of hones his preparation to peak at these times. And again, he admits it didn't work last year, and he played poorly by his own admission in the majors last year. So we're going to see how he goes in the last tournament before the Masters. I think he's going to be dialed in this weekend.
You think that extra round, because you have Thursday, Friday, and you have a cut, and then you have Saturday, Sunday, and Saturday, say, is moving day, and then Sunday, you're all out, you do what you got to do, maintain lead or whatever. Where here it's a little different in that there is no cut. You have to play every day. Every day matters. So do you think there's some getting used to going back and playing in a major or a big event on the tour?
I don't think so. You'd have to ask the guys who know way more than me. But, you know, anecdotally, I've heard from them that, just as you said there, there's a kind of a payoff between 3 days at the intensity that we have out here, because every shot counts. You've got to play for yourself. You've got to play for your team, as opposed to, on the odd occasion, you might miss a cut. These guys are programmed to playing four rounds of golf in a tournament, aren't they? And I don't think you lose that ability, or you know, it doesn't become alien to you that quickly. So, and the evidence suggests exactly that. You know, Bryson won the US Open last year, Brooks the PGA Championship the year before that. So, look, we're all rooting for our guys in the majors this year. We've got 12 in the Masters, and there's some players that are going to be playing at Augusta in very, very good form. So, look, quietly confident that the guys are going to show up.
Oloi, thanks so much for the time. You guys got Liv. The tournament gets going tomorrow. Liv Miami, you'll hear him on the call. Thank you so much. Appreciate you stopping by.
Absolutely. Anytime. Enjoy the weekend.
We'll take a break here. More to come here from Liv Miami at Trump Doral. Back after this. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Appreciate Arlo White for stopping by. Appreciate you guys for the comments in the chat. Dade South says, this guy goes home to take care of Bruce Wayne.
Somebody says I dare Tobin to call him Governor.
Governor! We did that one time with a British guy on the cruise line, remember?
Oh. And no, you like said something. Ago. And he said, yo, you can't say that.
No, I was just like, I said I like your accents. And I said, I wish you could say wank. He's like, you can't say that on the radio. And I was thinking about it when he said he was in the BBC. But, you know, the live PR guy's there. I don't think he's okay. Golf PR guy.
We got a pip pip cheerio.
Pip pip cheerio, love.
Toby should have brought his monocle and top hat for this interview.
I genuinely think
he's a glorious accent.
I don't know how many questions Tobin could have. He really could care less. He really doesn't know that much about golf.
Nope.
It's almost like I let him go with the fight stuff because it's his whole goal to get somebody to cuss.
That's not my goal. It just happens.
No, I mean, I think sometimes you go into it.
It's
and
not
it's
my
exactly
goal.
What you're looking
if
for.
You know a guy got is you, thrive, you if you know you a guy's in a feud with somebody, then you bring it up and then you smile.
That's news. Yeah. Did Patty Pimblett curse? I don't remember.
No.
No, but
no, I
don't think so. UL did from his bed.
Yuli.
That was a friendly one though.
It was happy.
That was a friendly one.
You got DC to cuss?
That was about the Saints.
Oh, man. Hold on. They got...
Who's got the biggest potty mouth in the on the Live Tour? Who's the biggest hothead?
I would say...
Bruce Koepka.
Hatton?
Ricky Hatton?
Ricky Hatton's a... He's... there's...
What about the Gooch man?
No. Hmm. No, some guys handle it like very...
Is his name Terrell Hatton?
Terrell, yeah. Oh. Why you call him Ricky? That's a boxer.
I thought it was a pro-am. I thought he was boxing. I thought he was golfing.
No, you asked me. I said, no, he's a golfer.
But you said his name was Ricky.
Oh, did I?
You did.
Terrell. Sorry. Okay. Let me see. I'll tell you all the guys who I've seen. Sergio blame Tiger.
What? He's going to blame Tiger?
Yeah.
That's still a beef?
Yeah.
They haven't gone over that yet? Bygones be bygones, boys. Let's get along.
Let me see. Mark, okay, let's do this. Pronounce this name.
Are we doing this again?
Yeah, because.
Okay. Let's see. Ooh. Frederick. let me get you alone. Frederick. Your trip?
That sounds about right.
You don't even know?
No. They caught me off guard. Let me see. I'm going to just look at all the guys who I've seen, like, have the possibility to lose it.
Would you guys think, like, do you think, because I think British announcers make everything better, but there are a couple sports I don't know if it translates to. Like, do you think it would translate to the Heat game tonight? Like, if we replaced Arlo with Brian Anderson, who's on TNT call tonight?
Yeah, but they have European basketball guys.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever heard it. Not right. Not British.
We got to ask Arlo how he says kaboom. That'll tell me all I need to know.
A kaboom.
Oh, not good enough. Not good enough.
Kaboom. It's us as Cade Cunningham tees off at one.
There he is.
Woo-hoo. Okay. That's good.
Fat Perez.
Oh, that's the YouTuber?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, this guy right here?
Perez.
Yeah.
You don't remember when we beat your butt at Miami?
Wow.
Oh.
Come on.
Trash talking?
Okay. Leroy's trash talking. He's trash talking. He's got it going on.
Wow, dude.
No, we were broadcasting from here.
Broadcasting live,
and I said, hey, I golfed with him at Miami. Yeah.
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 He's good, though. Don't no shame in that.
He got lucky. Leroy's hobnobbing.
He is. He's hobnobbing.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Have a good one. All right.
There hey, you man.
Go.
Look at that. Talking. He's a hobnobber.
Hobnobbing on
was
air.
Was he good?
Yeah.
He's good?
He's like.
He can crank
don't,
it?
Don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah.
Let me say this.
That's not shaming. It's
when you see him.
Mm-hmm.
You think that his swing is going to look a certain way.
I think violent.
And it is smooth.
Really?
And yes.
Wow.
It's really good. Really good swing.
That's so cool.
561.
We still getting that action?
Game that action, boss.
Wow.
Let's see.
With who'd you play with? You play with Stugatz and Chris Cody?
I played with Stugatz, Chris Cody. By the way.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Stugatz can't hit it. Past that building.
For people, that's about 30 yards away.
I'm like, oh my goodness, what are we doing?
That's about a Mike McDaniel offense.
Cody was okay. Who else did we have? Was it just the four? It was me, Stugatz, Cody, and one more person.
You were their ringer.
Yes.
They brought you in.
Yes, and it was a scramble. And then I was talking trash the whole way. So the first hole, I hit a ball on the green.
I could see Fat Perez's eyes like start to go like, oh, man, I remember him.
I was on the first green, and I hit it was windy. Hit a 5-iron to like 10 feet.
Mm.
And so while I was putting, I go, oh, so if I make this, we're one up, right? And I made it. And I went, wow. Do you talk like this all the time?
Yes,
I said, nope. Not at home.
Not when Mima's asking if the pants.
Not when Mima's asking. So, yeah, it was fun. It was a blast.
RVA Richie wants to know, how many heaters did Stugatz smoke? Was he chain smoking on that on the course the whole day?
Not really, because we rode in a cart with one of those guys.
Mm.
Right? So, like, yeah.
Quick.
Somebody said the video is on YouTube.
I'm sure it is. I mean, yeah. I don't think the YouTubers want to bury it.
Yeah.
Maybe you could watch you torture him.
Fat Perez, 561 followers on his Instagram. 561,000, nice. Sorry. And already I don't know if I'm a fan of him because he has a couple videos here with Josh Allen.
Oh, man. We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up here from Live Miami at Doral. Back after this.